escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends. And how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It is time for another entry of the infamous diary.
I've been thinking about this all weekend.
You have?
Yeah.
So, do we do a quick previously on?
Yeah. Yeah. Previously on, she was having the best day ever. Right. Remember?
Oh, that's right. Because the dude who toppled her at the 4th of July party.
Maybe let's not put it like that.
But he did. He accidentally
spiked her with a volleyball.
Mm-hmm. Came into the bank.
Mm-hmm.
And like, then they went out for coffee and then they're going to go on a date.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He didn't want to call. I just stuttered. I got too excited. He didn't want to call because he felt like asking her out on the phone was too impersonal.
His name is Mike.
Mm-hmm. Sure is.
And he's friends with their other friends who I feel like are ancillary.
Yeah.
You remember their names still? God, girls are so weird.
Yeah.
Like Katie and Joe are gone, man. We're never going to hear from them again. They were just here to introduce Mike.
You don't know that.
I don't know that. You're right.
Yeah. Well, you have.
They might all stand in the wedding.
Is there a wedding?
I don't remember.
Okay.
This was a long time ago when we found this
thing.
Don't
ask him what your name is.
Name tags. We need name tags in here.
Good point.
Okay.
Okay. So that was July 17th. That okay. She had the best day ever. And this is July 19th. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I made the mistake of telling Kim that I had a date. I mean, you go to your absolute hottest friend when you want to look your hottest, right? No, totally wrong. She wants to dress me like a Barbie doll. This is great for her because she already looks like a Barbie doll. I don't know who I look like, but I can't think of anyone famous or perfect. Girl, you need...
What?
It's just like, I can't think of anyone perfect. None of us are perfect.
I know, but like, I think she already really likes this dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it seems like she does have really low self-esteem, yeah, especially with her hot roommate, Kim.
Right. Classic hot roommate, Kim. Okay. Yeah. And I don't want to look like a doll on a stupidly skinny or a stupidly skinny celebrity. I want to look like me. Okay, we're getting somewhere.
Girl.
She dragged me into Forever 21. R.A.P. And
are they gone?
Other stores, yeah.
Are they? They've been gone.
They went bankrupt at least.
But I've seen them. They're always.
What's the
it's
rue
like Sears
thing?
Was still around forever. Like they're closing, but then you'd still go to one. I don't
Isn't
know.
Isn't there a Rue 21 or something?
There was yeah. Yeah.
What was that?
I don't know.
An offshoot of it?
I don't think they were related.
Yeah.
But it was a little more skimpy.
Oh, okay. So Forever 21 is gone.
Mm. Yeah.
Rip.
So she dragged me into Forever 21 and other stores full of sparkly shit. I think I thought I always wanted to be one of the girls who shopped there or looked like they stepped right out of a fashion spread, but I really don't. I'm not going to go to a club or a movie premiere on the scary planet Barbie. I'm going to dinner. I just felt cheap and apparently looked it too. Probably looked it too. The horrible, oh man. The handwriting is getting old.
Do you remember just before we went on the air, Aaron was like, do you want to skim it first? And Eric is like, I got this.
The horrible polyester crap that clings everywhere and sucked itself to every lump and rides up in all the wrong places.
Oh,
okay.
Been there, girl.
One of the girls I work with suggested I look through the People magazine I'm addicted to and get ideas that way. So here's what I want and don't want. All right. On the next page, we've got some things. All this time freaking out over the outfit means I haven't had time to freak out over the actual date. There's still time for that. So then we have a picture of, is that Heidi? Like Spidey Heidi? Like Heidi from the Hills?
I think so, but I honestly don't know.
Actually, I don't know if it is.
No.
Oh, wait, no, she wouldn't have been around yet. This one right here.
Isn't that Heather Graham?
Yeah.
Who the heck is Heather
Graham? She was Roller Girl in
She was in one of the Austin
Boogie
Powers
Nights.
Movies.
Yeah, she
sure.
was. She was definitely.
Okay. She was in The Hangover.
Oh, she's.
Oh
the,
yeah.
The stripper.
That's is right.
She, yeah.
Oh.
Okay, so under the picture of Heather Graham, which you can Google.
But obviously, this is 20. Like this is
so yeah, long
so
ago.
Old. This is Heather Graham as basically a child.
Yeah. It says Kim looks like this without even trying. ... Barbie doll. And then there's a picture of Angelina Jolie, and it says, she seems to think I look like this, with an arrow to her. And then there's a picture of Halle Berry wearing, like, sunglasses, a super mini skirt, calf-length boots, and, like, a sequined V-neck halter top tank top.
Yeah, and- I'm going to need to see the picture.
Well, I mean, we're going to throw this all on the gram.
Yeah,
right?
Okay. Yeah, yeah. And it says, and that I should wear this on my date with Mike. I'd rather look like this with boobs. And it's Selma Blair.
Brown hair. Oh, yeah. Selma Blair. Yes.
Looking more casual. She said, and I will probably wear something like this, but with less boobs. And it's a picture of, I don't know. Who do we think that is?
Night. Oh, Sarah.
Michelle Geller?
Yes.
Maybe it is. And she's in like jeans and a swoopy top that really shows off her boobs. So, is there more?
We're going to have to pass the book around.
That's, yeah. That's how it ends. So she's just planning
so
her outfit.
We're just picking an outfit for the date.
Yeah.
We're choosing how much boob to show.
Yeah, it's really about more boobs or less boobs.
Do we feel, I feel like she's a brunette, right?
Yeah, she's definitely a brunette.
She points
yeah.
at, she's
she
like,
said
she
seems
I look
to
like
think
this.
I look like Angelina Jolie, and then she says, but I want to look like Selma Blair.
So I picture her as this mousy little brunette bank employee.
With some boobs.
Don't forget.
Can we all?
I like this, though. She's really excited about this date. I get it. When I'm excited about something, it's really hard to pick out what to wear.
Yeah.
Should we hire a sketch artist to come in? And like we describe what we think she looks like. I'm sorry. I think that would be fun. Why is everybody looking at me like I got a bug in my head?
We don't have details.
And then we're going to get like the courtroom sketches like, where they look like their jaws are on the other side of the floor.
But does she have a big nose or a little nose? Like she have.
I think she has short brown hair.
Okay. I picture her that way too. I picture her much cuter than she thinks.
Yes. Yeah.
Like she's clearly like getting attention. Cute. Yeah. Like Mike's showing interest. It seems like.
Oh,
like
I she's, love how into this you
like,
are.
She's well, not an ogre.
Yeah. Like she keeps playing it up like I'm, but it doesn't seem to be the case, which I feel bad for her because of that.
All right,
yeah.
I know we're not allowed to do this.
No,
but can
we
you
can't.
Just say the date of the next one?
Okay, so this was July 19th. The next one is July 24th. I have to believe the date has happened.
I am picturing Rory Gilmore. Aaron.
Oh my gosh,
who?
Alexis Bledel.
Yeah.
That's a good guess.
Okay, so we have to assume that the next entry will have details. Of the date.
What did you wear?
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit SmileGeneration.com/confidence today.